Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson in the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And unanimously.
Whoa, Teddy's the guy.
Every expatriate who heard that, everyone, we're talking Will Fork.
Oh, Brewski.
Brewski.
Dude.
They all Gronk. Came out. Gronk, they're like, Tom, are you out of your mind? No dog in this fight?
Dude, it's great, Rich, because we were at Radio Row in the Hillman in Wiggy, and Tom makes that comment, I don't know, like on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we had basically Brewski and Gronk and Vince right after he said that.
Yeah.
And they're all hearing it for the first time on our show.
Yeah.
And they all had strong opinions on it, man.
Yeah.
And they were all the same. Like, really, Tom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have a dog in the fight?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that got me thinking, because this is all on the heels, too, of that story that came out where you had the coach of the Seahawks telling Dan Patrick that he got some sort of inside info about the Patriots, and he used it in, or what would he call it? It was like from the enemy side.
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest, that's right. And it wasn't Belichick.
And it really helped him. He did say that.
Really helped.
And he said it really helped him in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. I think we all agree that whatever info they got, the Patriots were still losing that game. But still, if somebody was to have done that, that's a pretty crappy thing to do, especially if that person was Tom Brady, which most people started to draw a line and said, well, this makes too much sense that it was Brady that did it. In fairness, there was a report that came out afterwards that I guess the coach ended up contacting Dan Patrick and said, no. After the interview was done, he's like, oh, it wasn't Brady. Yeah. I think we all believe that he got a little call or a text.
I would say so, yeah.
But it got me thinking, because we've talked about this ever since that whole thing right there and some of the things that come out afterwards. There's been people who have called the show and been like, Tom Brady's dead to me if he did that. Like, Tom Brady's become a douchebag since he's left, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it got me thinking, is Tom Brady still the most beloved New England athlete, or has the tide changed? Because at first I was thinking, maybe it's David Ortiz. Maybe David Ortiz is now the guy that everyone looks at as the most beloved New England athlete. But then I think about Tom Brady and I go, well, they just had a whole stadium full of people who kind of want to come out and see him there. And as much as a dink as he's been, he may still be the most beloved. I don't know. Is he still the guy?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't even think it's close. I really don't.
Well, how do you measure that? Give me some examples of just a feel thing, like if you were...
Feel thing.
I would say the player that the majority of New Englanders like love and think that he is like the epitome of the New England of the New England athlete. Like, he's the most beloved. The most people would say that he was their favorite athlete in New England. Hmm.
Boy, see, it depends how you phrase it. Because obviously if you said like Mount Rushmore of former currently alive athletes, it's Brady.
Don't say Mount Rushmore. Rushmore just means the best who played here. I'm talking most beloved.
Because
there have been people who, like, I'll tell you, someone who is one of the best athletes that's ever been here is not the most beloved, and that's Larry Bird. Larry Bird played here, was unbelievable, obviously one of the all-time greats. Larry Bird got the F out of New England.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Bird's not a big fan of New England, and I don't think there's a lot of people who's like, oh, man, he's a beloved player. Yeah. I think more people would point at a guy like Rob Gronkowski and go, Rob Gronkowski is one of the most beloved players around here.
But so what are you saying about Bird? Bird is beloved.
But I think that he is not the level that he could have been. I think that there's more people who would say, who's your most beloved player, athlete?
You
would say Gronk.
What do you think, a New England fan?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What is it about the player that makes them beloved? What are their characteristics?
I would say, first of all, they have to be good. The second, they have to be like a great athlete and done something substantial, which obviously Tom has done. I also think it's somebody who comes back to the region, someone who speaks highly of the region, someone who spends time here.
I think it's a style of play. I think it's you have a gritty kind of way in which you play. You're
definitely the Pedroia dirt dog sort of mentality.
There you go. So that is it too.
Pedroia is a good one. Like, that's one that you could talk about. I mean, you know, Paul Pierce bleeds green. Like, he loves the Celtics. I don't know if he's the most beloved.
Oh no. I don't get that sense. No.
Okay. Somebody said, in my mind, it's David Ortiz over Tom Brady. More for what David Ortiz still means to the city and how he's a part of the city versus Tom Brady, who's no longer here and has left us. F that guy. Somebody said, by the way, that's somebody talking about Brady. You are wrong. Me and my friends say F him. No chance it's Brady. I got a Julian Edelman here.
Interesting. Yeah.
Couple Edelmans. I see that.
The best way to be most beloved around here is so people remember you is like Poppy. He's always here in Boston doing things, not Tom Brady.
He does come back. Now, Pedro does as well. I guess Ortiz is just a little more popular than Pedro.
More profile, high profile. You know, he's still on TV, you know.
Let me go to Joe in line two. Joe, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, I don't know if you're doing this for clicks. I go back to Hey Guys Hey and Sock Puppet there.
Hell yeah, buddy.
You're nuts. It's nuts. You're nuts. It's Tom Brady. You know, all those other comments are young guys. You're nuts. It's by a long shot.
I'm not saying it's not Tom Brady. I'm saying because I was talking about how I imagine everyone who showed up at that stadium. It's just that people are calling and like I'm reading these texts right here, and they're like, "F Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's not the guy." And
who's
I'm like,
"Who?
I'm looking at these texts. I don't know if they're kids. Why do I have kids? How old are you,
anybody
man?
Anybody under 35?
I like people under 35. I like people 25 to 54. To be quite honest,
I'll Joe's in that category for sure.
That would be nice. Someone said Patrice Bergeron. I think Patrice Bergeron is beloved, but I don't think he's a big enough star. Thank you, Joe, for your
call. Joe.
Edelman
is a good one because he's very, I mean, he's been a patriot for life. He's said that, you know, so I think that resonates. 508 texter, Edelman is turning into the best New England athlete. He is a true patriot through and through.
Somebody said definitely Big Poppy. It's RF and City.
Yeah, RF and City. That set him apart right there, man.
But then if you include Bobby Orr and Bird, who are still alive, like those, they're obviously beloved former athletes. Even though you're right, Bird's not back, but something about the mystery of Bird still permeates the region.
But if I was to ask somebody who is the most beloved athlete in Boston, and I told you to give me your top three, I bet on most people's list, Bird isn't on it.
It just depends how old you are.
I'd say
I agree. I agree.
Well, I'm talking about right now.
Out of sight, out of mind. He doesn't come here.
Yeah, right. And people aren't saying Bobby Orr either. What they're saying is they're saying Brady, Ortiz.
Oh, Bobby Orr's around. He plays in golf tournaments all over the place.
Once again, I'm talking about right now. And it's weird because I there's so many people who are like F Brady. I'm like, I still think he's the guy.
So I want to put a poll up, but I don't know how to phrase it.
I agree.
Who is the most beloved former athlete in New England? But then I want to put Gronk and Edelman on there, and Ortiz and Pedro. And now Bird, I can't fit them all.
I'm reading this right here. Like, these are different calls. F. Brady. Season ticket holder with family since 90s. F. Brady, but thank you, Benedict Brady.
Well,
Benedict
I told Brady. You that about 2 months ago on the show, and you both were like, you're crazy.
Right.
Fake take. And then I was right. We got a flood of calls.
I think people want to not like Brady, but they all love him.
See, I think that's kind of, I think people are angry at Brady, but you're right. Brady says something nice, but he doesn't, though. The thing is that he has even said he doesn't, everyone, I mean, what did he say? He hated living, he'd never move back to New England?
Mm-hmm. Won't catch me dead living in New
right,
England.
Right, you won't catch him dead living in New England. I don't know. It's weird. Someone said Chara. Listen,
he banged out an entire stadium for one night. Come on, man.
What other player could do that?
Jaylen Brown. Wait till Jaylen gets those new shoes.
Oh, yeah, what's going on with his pop-up event?
Yeah, wait till that event.
I think he's waiting for something massive to do here. Or maybe he's just over, like, maybe he's over that. Maybe he's ready to move on. Maybe he's like, he'll come back for his charity stuff, and that is it.
When's he going to hook up with Embiid? Those guys still haven't talked to him.
I know, isn't that weird?
You need
to
sit down.
Somebody said beloved and best are different. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
best player does not mean you're beloved.
That's true.
And that's why I was wondering that about Brady. And I'm thinking... I still think it's Brady, but Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz
right
is a strong candidate. I guess if you had to pick, I would go Ortiz. But I think this is one in 10 years. If Brady just goes away for a while, it'll be Brady again.
He's not.
He can't go away.
He's gonna be in your face. He can't help himself. No, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's gonna be on your TVs for a while. My man's got a contract. By the way, here they said in this order: number three, Brady; number two, Poppy; number one, Ted Effing Johnson.
Yeah.
Literally put that right there. Thank you, Mr. 617. All right. If you, 779-7937, it's Ken versus everybody, head-to-head with Ken Laird. We have no prize. It's for fortune and glory. Just being
we're going to get a prize at some point if this bit takes off.
I don't know. Listen, I just like seeing, because you know all sorts of weird stuff. Like you know a lot about a lot.
I'm very beatable. But
dude, you killed the guy yesterday.
Yeah, well, the guy yesterday seemed like you got a reject. I mean, get somebody legit to go up against me.
All right. Jackson screened for the best of the best. Like talk to these people for about 2 minutes.
And what's the category? We don't know.
I don't tell you the category. That's the thing. It's a new category.
Do you tell
every day.
The callers? No,
I tell them right before I ask them the question.
All right.
Just like I do you. All right. It's five questions. Whoever gets the most. Can you take down Ken? It's Ken versus everybody. We'll do that next. 617-779-7937.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.